This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1777. Happy, happy, how to make the mundane interesting in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
In this episode, Lindsay and Michelle will show you a simple way to take something that is mundane or even boring and make it interesting to share a moment with the person in front of you in English.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Michelle, are you feeling happy today?
I am feeling happy today. You know, I was with my son today, and I don't know why, but he was just like, could not stop laughing for like an hour. And it was so funny. And I'm like, what's going on with you?
That's
but it was
so funny.
It was nice, like, because yesterday I was with him and he seemed kind of bored. And so today he was very happy and bubbly. And so I was happy.
I love that. Did you ever get, when you were in school, like a laughing attack where you just could not stop laughing?
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't even know why you were laughing, and you're in class and you just can't stop.
Oh,
everything is funny.
Yeah. I remember getting like that when I would I was in like the choir.
Yeah.
And, you know, we would be for the choir, we would be in like a horseshoe shape.
Yeah.
And we would be singing somewhere, and like my best friend, and, you know, one of my best friends, he would be across the way from me in the horseshoe.
Yeah.
And like, I would just look at him and just start laughing, or there'd be some inside joke in one of the songs. And then I would just so struggle to not laugh in the middle of performance.
Oh my gosh. And I'm sure this still happens to our listeners at work too, right? As adults,
yeah.
I mean, it happens a lot to teenagers. I think it may be like the hormones or something. I don't know. but I feel like as an adult, it happens to me too. Sometimes just all of a sudden everything is funny and you just can't not laugh.
That's
right?
The greatest moment though. But
it's
that's what I feel like he was going through today. Like I was like, what is going on? Like, but it's fun to see. And like little kid laughter is like just adorable. So
the best. It is the best. Yeah, that's really fun. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about happy today, right? Michelle,
yes,
saying happy in front of thing. Why are we, how do we end up here?
Well, oh my gosh. On episode 1740, we were talking about housewarming parties.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we discussed was how we say happy housewarming if you go to a housewarming party. And so guys, listen to episode 1740 to hear more about that, because that's very useful. And you brought up an interesting point that it is kind of common to add happy in front of things.
Yes.
That maybe you wouldn't think to add it in front of. And we wanted, you said, let's do an episode on this. And I thought that was great. And I remember you said something like, when we started the episode, I said, or when we started recording, I said, happy Tuesday or whatever it
was. Right. Yeah.
So it, I think it is, I think it's good to pay some attention to this because you're right. We use it a lot.
Yeah. I love the idea on this show, guys. What we want to do is we want to teach you how to break the rules a little bit. This kind of breaks the rules because I'm sure you guys have learned how to say happy birthday, happy new year, happy anniversary, all the standard things.
Right.
But what natives do, yes, they do that, but they do something else. They put happy in front of more interesting things. Different things.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because it's like it's more interesting things, but I think what makes more them common. Interesting is that they're kind of more mundane.
More common.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Just like common things. And that's what makes it interesting.
Yes. Good point, Michelle.
Yeah. So that's a unique thing. So we're going to go through them. Some of them are more like, you know, actual events. So we'll like touch on those, but we're going to spend more time like talking about the more mundane things that actually become an interesting way of using it.
Yeah. That's a really good point. So we like to show you guys ways to take language and make it interesting, dress it up. And in this case, we're taking something that's mundane and we're making it kind of a celebration a little bit. So it's a connection moment that you can have between you and the other person, whoever you're saying this to. I love it.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So let's go through. So we did happy housewarming. Then we also have like, of course you can say like happy graduation, you know, that's a more of a, you know, typical thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then I wanted to touch on this one because you did this, you know, happy day of the week, right? Yeah. Happy Friday, happy Tuesday.
Yeah. This is definitely the one I think of the most, right? Is a perfect example of this. I mean, what is more mundane than a Tuesday?
Right.
There's nothing. Right.
Yeah. So why did you say that? Like when you got on with me, like go and think about why would you say something like
that? Yeah, that's a good question.
Why would you say
that? Right? Because that's what we want to know in English. Why? What kind of provokes these expressions so we know how to connect to use it? I think I just wanted to connect with you. Right. I want to start. Did I say it when we first got on the call? Is that what happened?
I think that's what I actually don't remember, but I think that you said it on the episode that you said it before. Like I'm imagining that we got on and you said it right away before.
I think it's just a way to say, hey, it's Tuesday, right? Happy Tuesday. Or maybe it was happy Wednesday. I don't know. It's Tuesday and that's kind of boring. And maybe everything is kind of boring today, but I'm going to sit here and I'm going to kind of make fun of that fact, or I'm going to relish in a moment with you and we're going to laugh and we're going to say, hey, it's Tuesday, but it's Tuesday for both of us.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. It's just kind of you're making it, I don't know, you're putting a little twist on it. I mean,
a little personality.
Right. Instead of just saying hi, it's just like, so guys, you can do this in your conversations, you know, whatever day of the week it is, say happy. And, you know, that's pretty common. I mean, I think happy Friday is, you know, pretty, common because that's the weekend or getting towards the weekend. So people are feeling good. But happy or happy weekend, maybe even. But like, I feel like there's something funny about doing happy Tuesday, happy Monday. I don't know if anybody wants to hear happy Monday.
I say it sometimes. I mean, I wouldn't say it's sarcastic either. I wouldn't say that this is sarcasm. No. You're not actually saying, oh, it's Monday, I hate Mondays. You're actually saying, hey, life is good. Happy Monday. I like my job. It's all good. Right. But the happy Friday is the most obvious one because everyone loves Fridays. Right. TGIF.
Exactly.
Right.
TGIF. Yeah. So that's like that's definitely the most obvious one that you could do.
Yeah. Let's just stop for a second, Michelle, and explain TGIF. That for our listeners. What does that mean?
God's God. Yeah. I think this will be a key word for today. So it's thank God it's Friday. Mm-hmm. So that's what it stands for.
Yes.
And yeah, sometimes people just say TGIF.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness or thank God it's Friday. And there used to be a network. A TV network, TGIF, which I watched all the time with Steve Urkel, Family Matters. That was my Friday evening as a kid, right? That was my fun night out, fun night in with the family, right? Watching TGIF.
Yes. So we may have talked about this before, guys. Put TGIF into the search bar. It sounds familiar to me. So if you want to hear more about that, type it in and see you might find something.
Yeah, but we definitely. So it's not just the network. We say it, you know, just. On a regular basis. Hey, TGIF. Yeah, happy Friday.
Well, then there's also TGI Fridays, the restaurant.
Right. Exactly. We're really getting into culture now.
Yeah. Exactly. So...
professional.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Okay, what about happy month? Like happy January, happy August. Do you ever hear that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, absolutely. So I would say this in the first 3 days of the month.
Right.
It's weird if you say the 15th or something.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, you're just noting that the month has turned and there's a certain freshness, I guess, at the beginning of the month, starting over in a way.
Right.
Do you feel that when you turn into a new month that you can kind of, in a way, sort of start over? Or is it more just the beginning of the year for you? Or the
good
week.
Question. Yeah. I think there are certain months where you're like kind of get excited for that month, like maybe at the turn of a season or, you know, the start of like the holiday season.
Yes.
Oh, you might also say like happy fall or, you know, you could use it with a season as well.
Yeah, that might actually be more common than the months too. Yeah. Happy spring, happy fall, summer, happy spring. Right? It's the first day of summer, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Right. So what about you? Do you feel like excitement at the beginning of a new month or do you
sometimes
really think about it?
Well, from a business perspective, we always do like our numbers at the end of the month. So I kind of like that to know where we're at as a business for sure. But on the personal side, it's more turning of the seasons or the beginning of the year. For me, it's like January 1st and maybe September 1st. For me, there's a big mindset shift in September, early September, because it's when we used to go back to school and it's starting to get cooler. It feels like a turning point. So those two points in the year for me are big.
Right. Awesome. So, and then another time you might hear it if there's like some sort of unique thing that's happening, like a snow day, for example, like happy snow day, right? That I could hear somebody saying that, like just something that's out of the norm. I know we talk about it being with the mundane things, but it can also just be when something's like a little bit different as well.
Yeah, exactly. Or going back to the more common ones, like happy wedding day. You'd say this to someone if you're seeing them for the first time on the day of their wedding, right? Maybe you're in a bridal party and you wake up in the same house with the bride. Hey, happy wedding day, right?
Right.
It's your wedding day. Mm-hmm.
Right. Or like happy bachelorette weekend, like you're like the kickoff to a special weekend. So it's funny because I'm talking about it being for mundane things, but it's also for special things. So, you know, we're kind of focusing a little bit on the more mundane stuff today. I think putting an emphasis on that, but it is of course used for special events that are a little bit different as well.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting how we do that. We do the same construction for mundane things to make them fun and for actual important events. I love that.
Right.
Guys, I want to make sure you know that we do a lot of stuff with IELTS here at All Ears English. We have a podcast called the IELTS Energy Podcast. So if IELTS is in your future, make sure you go over there. We've got 14 years of examiner experience that you get to learn from. I know it's a long time. Go and follow the IELTS Energy Podcast. Okay, cool.
Go for it. Yes. So let's just do a couple role plays just to put it all together.
Okay. So in this situation, we're talking about when it's something that's not as exciting, right? We're going to add some flair. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Lindsay, happy March.
Oh, you're right. It is March. Man, the year is already flying by.
Yes.
You're good.
Exactly.
Yeah. And maybe one more of a more common one.
Yes. Yes. This is for a more common one. And then we'll do one more teeny tiny one. All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, wow. Thanks for coming.
Happy bachelorette weekend.
Oh, thank you. We'll have so much fun.
Okay.
Nice.
So that's like you, it's different. It's, I still feel like this is a little bit different because
it's a little different.
Yeah. It's not like happy birthday, happy anniversary, you know.
True.
So you could say it at like the beginning of a special event.
Yeah. And that's fun too. So we have kind of three levels, right? It's the normal thing, happy birthday, happy new year. And then there's the before an important event. And then there's making the mundane fun. Right.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, one more. All right. Hey, Lindsay, happy snow day. Have you been outside to sled yet?
No, not yet, but I will soon after my hot chocolate. Snow days yes. are the best, Michelle. The best.
They are the best.
Now that you have kids, you'll be able to relive that. Right?
Yes, yes, yes. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So this is great. I mean, I love ways that we can show you guys to add personality to your English. Yeah. I think that's really what the takeaway is today, Michelle. I mean, that's what this does. It lets you connect because you are you're kind of sharing a moment with someone in front of you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right,
what do you think, Michelle?
I love that. I think it's so funny because originally when you said, let's do an episode on that, I'm like, a whole episode about happy. Can we do it?
But
there really is a lot to say, and it is a very common thing that you'll hear. So definitely try sprinkling this into your conversations. It'll jazz things up. It's a fun thing to say.
Yeah, exactly. And guys, these are not things you're ever going to get in a textbook. We all know that.
Certainly not.
That's the approach. That's how we like to teach you. It's the new way to learn English. So follow our podcast right here to get more of this kind of English, right? This new kind of English that really helps you connect. And also follow the IELTS Energy podcast. Thanks for creating this episode today, Michelle. This has been a good one.
Thanks, Lindsay. Happy I don't know. Happy podcast.
All right. Happy podcast recording.
Yes. All right. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.